Quiet after the frenzy of the holidays is a welcome change for many Alaskans, but for those who live from paycheck to paycheck or are homeless, the quiet can mean less. Less public attention to donations of clothing, food, and money during the coldest part of the year. In December, Lisa Aquino took the helm as Executive Director for Catholic Social Services, the organization that runs Brother Francis Shelter, Clare House, and other assistance programs in Anchorage. Aquino grew up in Anchorage, in a family that spent lots of time helping out and donating to Brother Francis. Aquino says the needs of people at the shelter really haven't changed since then. A warm coat, food, and a safe place to sleep.
But I think there's been a real learning about how to transition folks from homelessness to the next step, to be in housing or to be employed or whatever that next, to be in services. So there's a lot of really smart people doing some wonderful things, and many of them are at the Brother Francis Shelter, and there's some really exciting new programs. So I think that has been a change in the approach, and it's exciting.
What about the attitudes of Anchorage residents? Do you see growing understanding of homelessness and compassion for those who are poor within the larger community, or do you see less of that now?
Well, I will say that I feel Anchorage is one of the most giving communities. I think Anchorage really reaches out and helps each other, and I have felt that personally again and again, and I've seen that happen again and again. So in terms of that, I think that continues. But I think that our community is changing, and I think there's new people, there's younger people, and there's new services, and there's new things happening in terms of filling some of the needs. So I think there's new connections to be made, and I'm excited to do that and to be a part of that, to help make those connections.
What about the need itself? How well can Brother Francis handle the need in Anchorage? Are people being turned away because of overcrowding more or less than in past years? How would you gauge that now?
Well, I know that on any given night, between our two shelters, the Brother Francis Shelter and the Clare House, we're serving 450 men, women, and children. And that's a lot of people. And I know that in cold weather, when more people need to come in or more people need shelter, that we work with a lot of other agencies in town to have overflow services so that we can provide safe shelter to all the people that need it. And there's a great network of agencies and organizations and faith communities that come together to provide that. And they've really been able to fulfill the need in many, many ways. But that being said, of course, it's very sad that there is such a great need.
You worked in public health in Alaska for a number of years before taking this position. How will that background help you shape the future of Catholic social services?
In public health, so much of what we do is about thinking broadly about health issues. It's about bringing different disciplines to the table to approach large health issues. And I think that in terms of the issues that we're facing with Catholic social services, the issues facing the poorest and most in need in our community, those are also large, complex issues. And so I think my background in public health around approaching large complex issues is going to be really helpful. And I also just want to say, I mean, I think that these issues of housing and food security, these are health issues. Health is such a broad term, and this is public health in my definition. And so I really feel that my background makes me perfectly suited to do this job.
What do you want Anchorage residents to know about the work that goes on at Brother Francis, and what do you want them to do?
I want the people in Anchorage to know that every night their Brother Francis shelter, especially at this time of the year, is full. Every night there's a line of people that are looking for safe and secure housing, somewhere to stay tonight. And that there's a lot that people in this community can do. They certainly can support that by donating to Catholic Social Services on our website, but they can also support by coming down and volunteering, because it's a really important place in our community and one that I feel like we should all take some ownership of.
Lisa Aquino is the new executive director of Catholic Social Services in Anchorage.